News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Do you need voiceovers, airspace, and great value for your money? No problem. Get in touch with us today, and we will be delighted to advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Government clarifies silence on former President Edgar Chagwalungu's death. The BuyZ campaign commends the government for introducing 24-hour economy initiative. In foreign news, Trump travel ban barring citizens from 12 countries takes effect. And in sports, OIDC Zambia hosts thrilling matches in Lusaka Youth Netball League. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Government has clarified its position on why it has remained cautious on commenting on the death of former President Edgar Chagwalungu. Addressing the media on Monday afternoon, Minister of Information and Media and Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says government had been compelled to break its silence following growing public concerns and various allegations surrounding the matter. Mr. Mwetwa stated that the government recognizes the death of the former head of state as a significant loss not only to the Lungu family but also to the Patriotic Front, PF, and the nation at large. He explained that due to the sensitive nature of the loss, a government has been deliberate and measured in its statement. The government spokesperson has also dismissed allegations that medical personnel at the South African hospital where President Lungu passed away were threatened by Zambian officials attempting to repatriate his remains without the family's knowledge. He has further urged citizens to remain calm, assuring the nation that government is working closely with the family to ensure that all necessary protocols are followed with dignity and respect.
Now, it is these allegations that have left us with no option and compelled us to begin to respond to our colleagues in the Patriotic Front. Because we have seen that whereas the family and some members in the Patriotic Front and the rest of the country are treating this as a funeral and indeed one which is currently subsisting as national mourning, some of a few colleagues in the Patriotic Front privileged to lead and to be heard as leaders of the Patriotic Front are turning this to be a political opportunity.
In a similar development, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu has described the death of former President Edgar Chagwalungu as a great loss for the country. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Mwimbu has called on Zambians to mourn the former president in peace and unity, rising above all politics. The minister has further urged all well-meaning citizens to support and respect the bereaved family in peace and refrain from issues of hate or bent speech.
For the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, therefore, the death of Mr. Lungu is a highly personal loss, given the above highlighted background. Personally, I've lost a fellow man. During this period of national mourning, we must mourn together as one people, riding above political affiliation or conviction, in order to honor the memory of a man who once held the highest office in our nation. Mr. Lungu's death is our collective loss as Zambians. It is thus important that during this period of national mourning, and especially as we await the arrival of Mr. Lungu's remains from South Africa, we all offer support and respect to the bereaved family.
Meanwhile, as Zambia observes the seven-day period of national mourning, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has called on all radio and television stations, as well as members of the public, to uphold respect and sensitivity during this solemn time. In a statement made available to One Love Radio News, IBA Acting Director General Susan Ndumingu says while the Constitution guarantees freedom of expression, the authority emphasizes that it must be exercised responsibly, especially during moments of national reflection. This came up after the authority noted an increase in programming and public commentary related to the late president. She has further urged broadcast stations to moderate their content to reflect the dignity of the mourning period, avoid airing inflammatory or unverified remarks, and steer clear of programming that could incite division or unrest. The IBA warns that failure to comply with these guidelines may lead to breaches of the Broadcasting Act and established standards. Now, still in local news, Battlecry for Zambia has urged the Patriotic Front, PF Party, to adhere and respect the 7 days mourning period announced by government. Speaking in a statement, Battlecry for Zambia founder Apostle Obrian Mayambo says it is very vital for the PF to work with the current government. Apostle Mayambo has urged political party leaders, civil society and the church to avoid issuing careless statements which have the potential to divide the nation. He further says the nation should mourn in unity and in love.
We would like to urge the PF leadership to respect and adhere to the 7 days mourning declared by the government as we mourn former Republican President Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. It will be very vital for the PF leadership to work closely and together with the government. We also want to urge all leaders of political parties, civil society and the church to avoid issuing careless statements which has the potential to divide us as a nation.
Advocacy for Democratic Governance Foundation has urged the Tonse Alliance to unite and reflect on the vision of the late former Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Advocacy for Democratic Governance Foundation Executive Director Gideon Musonda says Mr. Lungu wanted all the political parties to work together. He says the Patriotic Front, PF, should re-strategize their political approach and avoid infighting that the party